French President Emmanuel Macron held a closed-door meeting with more than 200 mayors today. The mayors are pushing for tighter measures from the state after a wave of unrest has shaken the country. Today marks 1 week since the start of the turmoil, triggered by the death of a 17-year-old boy of North African descent who was shot by a police officer during a routine traffic stop. Rebecca Rossman visited one town just south of Paris, where people are still in shock after an attack on the mayor's home during the protests.
Chers amis de l'Île-et-Rose et d'ailleurs.
Backed by dozens of elected officials wearing blue, white, and red sashes, Vincent Jeanbrun, the 39-year-old conservative mayor of L'Île-et-Rose, a quiet, leafy South Paris suburb, told a crowd of hundreds he had just one thing to say to them.
Merci.
Thank you. Jeanbrun went on to describe the events of this past weekend as a, quote, new milestone of horror and disgrace. While he was working at the town hall late Saturday evening, rioters rammed a car into his home and then set the vehicle on fire. As his wife and two young children tried to escape, they were hit with fireworks. His wife ended up breaking her leg. One of his children was also hurt.
Il y a des habitants des quartiers sensibles qui vivent l'enfer tous les jours.
Speaking to NPR inside the town hall, Jeanbrun said he understands people are angry and that there are people living in certain areas going through hell every day.
C'est pas de la colère. C'est de la haine.
But this was not anger, he said. It was pure hatred. The incident is being investigated as an attempted assassination. 45,000 police have been deployed across the country, and more than 3,000 people have been arrested in the last week. According to France's Interior Ministry, the average age of those arrested is only 17 years old. Some are as young as 12. Jeanbrun and other mayors are calling on the government to declare a state of emergency. While the violence has subsided in recent days, there are fears it may just be a temporary lull. In L'Île-et-Rose, residents NPR spoke to seem to agree on two things. First, that people have the right to be outraged over 17-year-old Nahel's death. And second, that the unrest of the past week has officially crossed a line. We are shocked and outraged, says 41-year-old resident Marie Leroy. Leroy says she can understand the anger coming from the rioters, and she believes there is a greater systemic issue tied to lack of opportunity and resources for working-class youth. But it's time to restore order. French President Emmanuel Macron now faces a difficult balancing act to quell the violence while also addressing the underlying problems the riots have exposed. It's the latter that some worry will be swept under the rug.
C'est la politique successive des différents gouvernements qui se sont succédés qui n'ont rien fait pour arranger tout cela.
Zach Rashidi is a 32-year-old insurance broker who has been living in L'Île-et-Rose for about a year. Like Nahel, he's of North African origin. He believes race played a role in the teenager's death. Rashidi condemns the recent violence, but says it's the result of successive governments who have done nothing over the years to address the issues facing the working class, especially young minorities.
Ils ont mis des pansements, mais ça n'a jamais guéri la blessure entièrement.
They may put on some bandages, he says, but it's never enough to heal the wounds entirely. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in L'Île-et-Rose, France.